Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. As they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. Well, hello and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. And as always, I am joined with Eric, my wonderful and awesome producer. So, hey, Eric, how you doing, my man?
I am doing fantastic. I'm excited because you have a double guest on today. You got two people coming on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, we're doing the husband and wife thing again. So I think that's always, I've noticed, you know, a lot of the family businesses I work with, they are husband and wife teams. So I think it's always interesting to kind of see the dynamic and how that works and how they're able to complement each other. So,
yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a blast. So, well, I actually have my guests today are Dwayne and Stephanie Roberts. Now, the reason I wanted to bring them on is in my 15 years of working with family businesses, I've learned that the biggest challenge that business owners face is finding the right candidates for the positions that they have. I mean, the employee issue is the hardest thing that every one of them will tell you that's the biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. So, and especially in the automotive industry, because most of these owners, they're typically technicians themselves, and they know how to identify great mechanics and technicians, but they struggle with finding the right support people, such as operations managers, accounting, billing, administrative support, and the like. So like I said, today my guests are Stephanie and Dwayne Roberts. They have a company, Human Being Resources, and Human Being Resources is a direct hire, permanent placement recruiting firm. And it was created as a result of their ownership team's collaborations on two sides of the recruiting and staffing coin. So I'm really kind of interested to find out that little dynamic, how that worked. They're very diverse and opposing backgrounds have led them to unique discussions on why hiring managers and business owners typically decide to hire or not hire a recruiter to help find employees. So the result of these talks provided a strategic advantage when creating their business model. So their Human Being Resources is here to help make the process of finding, screening, and hiring your next employee as painless, effortless, and affordable as you could ever expect. So with that being said, Dwayne and Stephanie, glad to have you on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
That's awesome. So I'm interested in finding out a little bit about this collaboration between your ownership team. So I thought maybe we could just kind of start out, if you could tell the audience a bit about your history and how you guys came to start Human Being Resources.
Well, she just pointed to me, so I guess I'm taking this question. Really, I was on the operational management side. I was in the automotive business for over 20 years really from a technician point all the way up to a multi-dealership operational manager. So at one point I was the employee, at one point I was well over 100 employees. I was the go-to guy that had to decide how we were going to find and recruit and screen potential employees, whether that be a technician, a service advisor, service manager, parts manager, parts personnel, administrative staff, you name it. And a lot of times, I have to be honest, I did not come to the conclusion that I was going to use a recruiting firm. I had many dealings with recruiting firms over those years, but I just really didn't feel like what I was being offered regarding their services was worth, you know, the compensation they were seeking. And so I most of the time decided not to do that because I felt like I could do a better job myself. It's pretty funny because I know when we're talking to clients, we hear that a lot too. and I had to live through those mistakes myself. And so that's one of the things we offer through our company, is just that experience of trying to recruit and hire on your own, and all of the different lessons that I had to learn along the way now has resulted in a much better process and a much better strategic plan on how to go and find employees. Now, Stephanie, on the other hand, she came from the recruiting side. So okay. She was a recruiter for many years prior to us starting the business. So she was the one who was trying to sell her services to businesses and management like myself. And so that's what really started the conversation between us and, you know, how can we make this better from the recruiting side and from the owner, you know, from the ownership side, small business ownership side, especially is what we really focused on.
Right.
And so that's what really created the company. And that's where the two sides of the coin comes in, because she came from one side, I came from the other. And we really just started having discussions on how can we make this all better? How can we eliminate all the objections? How can we make a process that's more streamlined? How can we cater to the clients more, because different clients want different things? And so that's what started that whole conversation.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, I know the hiring part can be a challenge, and being in the automotive repair, and I think it's just any entrepreneur, you know, we typically tend to be type A personalities, and we can do this ourselves, and, you know, nobody can do this better than us. And it really takes a bit of humility to be able to just kind of step back and admit that, hey, you know what, I'm better off hiring somebody who can do this a lot more efficiently, and I can spend my time doing the things that are really that I'm best at and most productive at. So I certainly understand. So explain to me a little bit about what differentiates your firm from other recruiting firms.
Well, I think the number one thing is to go to the obvious. So if you visit our website, you'll see our services. We're very transparent with our offerings, our services, and what we provide. One of the things that we offer that I feel is very different from the recruiting firms that I engage with and the recruiting firms that Stephanie formerly worked with is that we offer three different products that are really designed to cater around the client's needs and not the recruiter's needs. And so if you look at our product offering, some clients may only want a limited amount of screening done by the recruiting company, but they're more interested in the results of, you know, someone who can actively place job ads that are more attractive and source candidates through networks than they are of the screening tools. And so that's more relevant to what an average recruiting firm will offer. Except I feel like we're more aggressive on our searches. Now, the next pack, and that would be our basic package that we offer. The next package that we offer is the standard package, and that includes a little more information on the candidates, a little more pre-screening, where we would administer an integrity survey for the candidate. We would also administer a personality profile for the candidate. And then once a candidate is a final candidate that the client company wants to hire, we can also administer a background check on their behalf. So that's a little more involved. And then on the elite package, that's much more involved. And that actually goes into personality matching with the candidate and the current employees of the business. It also includes skills assessments. It also includes a one-way video interview. And again, that background check. So really it depends on the client and what they need, because some clients, like I said, they may want to do their own screening. They may want to administer their own Colby personality profile, for example, or Myers-Briggs, or they may use their own background check company. So we don't try to sell anything to our clients. We let them make the choice. You let us know what you need, and we'll suggest the appropriate product based upon your individual needs. So I think that's the thing that really sets us apart from a lot of recruiting firms who offer one product, one process, take it or leave it. That's just how they do their business. And but we're not like that. We try to allow our client to tell us what they need in regards to a recruiting process.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because, you know, and a lot of the business owners I work with, I mean, they would never even think about personality testing. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when I'm working with them, and we might be talking about, you know, operational issues or looking at hiring employees. And again, it's not my area of expertise, but I try to give them some guidance. And that's one thing I always talk to them about is, you know, do you ever think about this? And it's never even dawned on them. But I think, you know, finding the right personality type for that position is really important. And a lot of, especially the small to mid-sized business owners, you know, that it's something that's not even on their radar. And so I think that's really a great feature that you offer to them. So, you know, I basically, just to give the audience a little bit of background, I got to know Stephanie through my a mastermind network that I'm a part of. And Stephanie, I know you focus a lot on the financial service industry. And then when I got talking with them, I find out that they were much broader than that. So what are some of the industries that you're doing work for?
Yeah, so as you just mentioned, we do specialize in the financial services industry. So a lot of great partnerships there. We've helped a lot of advisors throughout the United States there. We've also gotten into, I guess the way to really break it down is that as long as it's a professional level position, everything we work on is professional level direct hire. So we've done a lot of different management opportunities, sales manager. An example would be the furniture industry. So we've worked with several furniture stores over the years for sales management positions.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. And I think it's interesting because what I'm hoping is, especially Dwayne, with your background in the automotive service industry, that that's kind of my core market. And hopefully those that are listening to that will be like, maybe I should look into this, especially because most of my business owners, they're working probably in that mid-sized shop, million to $5 million worth of revenue. And you're getting big enough where now all of a sudden you have to look at operations. You have to look at administrative support. Even human resources becomes an issue, accounting, billing. So, you know, hopefully they'll be receptive to what they're hearing from you guys today.
Yeah, so our services and products are really can be utilized in multiple industries. So they're applicable to automotive, but they're also applicable to a multitude of other industries. It just really is going to hone in more on the types of positions that you're hiring for.
Exactly. So I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about the market for finding qualified candidates. And I wanted to kind of get your guys' feedback on what are you actually seeing out there as far as employers trying to find the right candidates today.
Yeah, so I think that would probably fall more on me because I'm the one out there doing a lot of the sourcing and searching. So I think really in today's market, when it comes to – it's still very much a candidate-driven market. That's what we explain to our clients, especially, you know, during the pandemic that we've all been facing. At one point, we were battling unemployment, and that was, you know, one of our competitors at one time. So really, we talk to our clients a lot about making sure that we have a good offering and the salary is very competitive and fair because these candidates have options right now. And especially as we're starting to kind of get on the other side, we are seeing they're moving extremely fast. So they're getting a lot of offers and it's really going to come down to, you know, what each employer can offer in regards to the salary and benefits.
I could add to that in regards to the status of just the general overall market. You know, unfortunately, like Stephanie mentioned in regards to the COVID pandemic, it's definitely been a changed market for employees. It's definitely been a changed mindset for candidates. I feel that based on our observations and our clients' successes, there's just a lot of candidates that are really comfortable staying home right now. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but the people who are out there who are aggressively looking for opportunities who aren't comfortable staying home, who want to work, who want to pursue their careers, they're commanding a premium. They're commanding a premium because they know that their competition is sitting at home and kind of taking a time out. So, you know, they know that they can kind of ask the moon a little bit. Now, we're always honest with our clients about that and about where a realistic range should be when we're talking about a specific position, because, you know, we don't want our clients to overpay, but we also want to be honest with them in regards to what the real market looks like today. You can't base compensation offerings today based off of legacy employees who have been there for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Those numbers just don't apply anymore. And so we try to be honest about that. And I think the one thing that makes us unique in regards to compensation is our clients can trust us and our information because our fees are not structured like a normal traditional recruiting firm that charges a percentage. We're flat fee based. So no matter what compensation level we recommend to our clients, we're going to get paid the same. And so I think that's good from a client standpoint, that they can trust our information and we're not just trying to pump up salaries so that we can get a higher payout.
Right. Oh, I think that's I think that's huge. Anytime anybody can go to a fixed rate, I think it gives the business owner a bit of peace of mind that they know that, you know what you're going to be able to budget and what you're planning. And it's not like you're going to get blindsided. But one thing I did want to ask you when you were talking about the different compensations, because, you know, different parts of the country for the same position will pay different different salaries because of cost of living or maybe it's the actual marketplace. How do you guys do your research to find out what might be the adequate salary to hire a person at?
So our salary research is actually very specific. So the way that we do it and why we do it the way we do it is when we have a client intake call with a client, we're going to discuss, well, Stephanie is going to discuss with the client what their expectations are for years of experience, type of experience, certifications, education, licensing, all of those requirements. And then we take that information and that's when we start diving into the data for the geographical specific area and that specific position with those qualifications. And that's how we come up with our salary range data. So it's all customized based upon not only the area, but the position and the in-depth qualifications that our client's looking for. But I will say that across the United States, we obviously have, you know, vendor ties with all the major job boards. And we have regular conversations with them, and they're sharing with us that they're seeing nationwide right now over the last 16 months on average a 15% premium increase on average salaries.
Really? Wow. That's something. And I think that's something to keep in mind. Any business owners out there understand that that's the current environment. Am I correct?
Right. So if you were paying someone $40,000 a year 16 months ago, you're paying them 46 today.
Wow. Unbelievable. So yeah, that's always a good thing to keep in mind. But, you know, again, my philosophy has always been it's better to pay the right candidate a little bit more than to get the wrong candidate for a little bit less. It's going to cost you more money in the long run. Is that your experience?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that's what makes our process even more important, because if you know you're going to have to spend more money for this position than you did a year and a half ago, you need to get it right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I was, Matt, as I was sitting here thinking about your question about the candidate market. Also, something else to note on that is, as we all know, anyone can go out there and post a job on a job board. That anyone can do that. However, yeah, where we do see a drastic difference right now is the amount of candidates that you're going to see come through your job listing, but
right,
the qualifications that come with that candidate. So you have a lot of candidates right now just doing quick apply, quick apply, quick apply, which is flooding that job posting, but they're not the right qualified candidate that you're looking for. And that's where we really focus on with our clients. It's just not worth your time to spend your time on that job board weeding out all those unqualified candidates. Let us do that, since that's what we specialize in, and let them focus on, you know, their specialty and where they're more, you know, their money's worth more. So that was just sure, another point to make on that. They are flooding the job boards right now, but they're just unfortunately not qualified for the positions.
Yeah. Well, and that's takes up a huge amount of time. I've just actually just this week, I've got a project that I needed done, and I was out putting out RFPs on it. And so I was getting these proposals coming in, and it was like, you know, I was getting a ton of these proposals, and then I had to do these interviews with people, and then I'm finding they're all over the board and they're trying to promise things that they can't deliver. And I was asking them, I said, okay, can you send me a test sample? And, you know, it's coming back and it's not what, and it was consuming so much of my time, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is just not, this is not where I should be spending my time. So I think, you know, I can appreciate that you guys kind of do that heavy lifting for your clients.
Yeah, and the interesting part about that is over the past 12 months, over 70% of the placements that we help make with our clients come from Stephanie's own sourcing efforts, not job ads.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's the other key part, too. I think, you know, when you engage with like our services, you're getting a recruiter who's going to go out there and actually actively seek the passive candidates and really hone in on the qualifications and skill sets that you're using, that you're looking for. So yes, we'll use the major job boards, but honestly, like Dwayne just said, majority of those placements are from my outreaches and my efforts and the time that I've invested to find those qualified candidates.
Yeah. And that's, well, and what business owner has time to do that type of work? I think, you know, that's the big question. I mean, time is money.
Well, yeah, or even has access to those things. I mean, obviously we have contracts with different databases, so we have those candidates available to us that aren't applying to positions. They're not looking at Indeed job ads. They're not looking at ZipRecruiter job ads. They're not the candidate that's at home on the couch. These are the candidates that are out working and pursuing their career. And Stephanie and the sourcing team are very good at getting their attention and saying, hey, I know you're working right now, but we have a great opportunity over here. Or are you at least willing to hear what we have to say? And so that's something that the average business owner, A, is not going to have those resources available, and B, probably not well-versed in those types of interactions.
Yeah, it's building that relationship. And really just, definitely, you know, it takes multiple attempts to get that one candidate.
That's, you know, and I think you hit the nail on the head. And it's, I was thinking as you were talking about this, about, you know, especially some of my successful shop owners, and they're really good at like identifying, you know, great technicians, but that's really just kind of looking at what their work experience is, what their certifications are. But again, the one thing we've been finding success with is it's not just having, you know, the right technical employees, the ones that can handle the skills, but they're trying to develop a culture within their businesses. And that, there's a lot of other dynamics that are involved in that. And I really think you're going to see more and more businesses really starting to look at, what kind of culture do I want to have within my business? Is it something that do I want to have a culture that helps to promote people from within? Because we know that it's always cheaper to go promote somebody from that's already in your organization than it is to go out and find a new candidate for that position. But again, you've got to have the right people within that culture to do that. Would you say that, like, you know, again, with your process, that that's going to help that business owner to really identify who is the, not just the most qualified from a technical standpoint, but also from a, a personality, from a work ethic, you know, any of any of those qualities that you might find out through some of the different, you know, testing that you might do, like personality testing, you know, Myers-Briggs, all that stuff.
The old saying is hire the person, teach them the skills. And right. So, you know, I think that's what our process actually helps with, especially in the standard package and the elite package. Obviously, if you get a personality profile and a breakdown on a potential candidate, you're going to be able to understand how that person communicates and operates on a daily basis. And I think that's huge. And then taking it a step even further of matching them to your current successful team. Obviously, if you're in a business and you have, let's say, a team of five, four of them are doing great, and you've got one person that's just lagging behind, mm-hmm. you're not going to include that person into the personality profile baseline. You're going to include the successful ones, and then you're going to compare this potential candidate to those people and make sure that it's going to be a good fit. You're not trying to push a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
Well, I think it also comes down to the questions that I'm asking the candidates when I have them on the phone, as well as the client intake that I do with the clients. So I really try to dive deep into their culture and their business so that as I'm talking to candidates, I can really sell them on the opportunity, but also the culture and what they've built, because culture is definitely one of the hot items right now for candidates. As I talk to them and I ask, you know, what is one thing that's important in your next position? A lot of times I hear the team culture and the environment. So it's definitely a hot item for them as they're looking at the different opportunities out there. And so I want to be able to talk about that client's culture, especially when they mention that.
That's and I think what's happening is because, you know, these employers are seeing that maybe they're having a lot of turnover, and that how culture can help to kind of stop that. They can get the right people and create the right environment. And so I think it has become a buzzword, and I think you're going to see more and more of it. And it's going to start to filter down from the corporate level into your, you know, your midsize and even your smaller business owners too. So, you know, more and more are reading a lot of the stuff that's out there about this. And I think it's starting to resonate more.
Just because I know you focus on the automotive industry,
yeah,
that's something I was going to jump in and add to. In my career, I was able to get a tremendous amount of performance, both revenue-wise, but also with customer service and great reviews and a culture of long-lasting automotive relationships with clients. Mm-hmm. By building a team, I would always say I worked for corporate entities. These very large corporate entities, down to a one owner, singular dealership. And they would consistently ask, you know, how are you getting these numbers out of this amount of, bays, and how are you getting these numbers out of this team and this location? And it really came down to culture. And I would just say, we all get along. I hired people that get along with each other, and we're all rowing together. And I think that was the most important thing to get performance. And I think that applies to any business.
Yes. You hit the nail on the head there, Dwayne. So, and actually, I know we're getting close on time, but I wanted to just give you guys the opportunity to paint a picture for that business owner that might be listening to this and saying, yeah, I like what Dwayne and Stephanie are saying. So explain to me a little bit about the process on what, you know, if that business owner comes to you, what they would come to expect.
I guess this is going to fall back on me here because she's a recruiter.
I guess I could have just let him take this off.
She's the recruiter.
I didn't know who covered what. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely the operations guy for sure. She is definitely the client service type mind in the business. And then also she's just great at what she does in recruiting candidates. She's fantastic. On the operationally, I guess is what this would really address. If a client is to contact us and inquire regarding our three available packages, I would just have a conversation with them about what they're looking to gain from the process and from engaging a recruiter, what specifically they're needing in regards to the position and what they're, needing as far as, screening tools ahead of receiving potential candidates. And then I would just review the packages and really let them make the decision on what is most comfortable for them. From there, all of our packages are on a 50-50 basis. 50% is due up front because that would cover obviously the job ads and the entire setup of the account. And then the remainder is due when a candidate accepts an employment offer. So that initial invoice would go out along with the account documents. They would sign them and return them to us, process the invoice. And from there is where Stephanie would take over with the client intake call and really get into, like she said, that culture and what they're really looking for. From there, we're going to create the job posting for the client. They have to approve that job posting before we ever place it out on job ads or send it through our networks. From there, we start screening candidates. and qualifying candidates and submitting them to the client for review. And then from there, they decide on interviews and whether or not they'd like to extend an offer. We provide employment offer templates. We provide basic hiring documents to really help the whole process along for any clients that don't have an effective hiring process in place. So we help really be the right-hand person for them and guide them through the whole entire process. And then, you know, from there, if they find the right candidate, we'll place them through the background check depending upon the package. And we guarantee them according to the package, whether it be the basic, the standard, or the elite, 30, 60, or 90 days from the time that they accept the employment offer. If for some unknown reason something doesn't work out, whether it be on the client side or the candidate side, we will guarantee that candidate. We'll start the process all over again and find them a replacement candidate, no charge.
Okay. I think that paints a nice picture. And so, Stephanie, and your role in this is directly with the client?
So once they come on board, then we will schedule a client intake call, and I will be the one to conduct that call, gather all the information that we need for the job posting, but also the information that I need. So as I'm talking with candidates, I can sell the opportunity, but also the business to the candidates. So I do that client intake call, and then once we actually have it posted, I'm the one that starts, you know, sourcing and recruiting and really digging deep for those qualified candidates. And so really, okay. I mean, we see it as a, you know, it's a partnership. We really make sure that we are staying close with the client. They might communicate with me. They might communicate with one of our admins, or they might communicate with Duane. It really just depends on kind of what the question might be. But I'm the one, you know, on the phones constantly talking with the candidates. I'm the one doing that back work to find the candidates.
Okay. I think that goes back to the husband and wife thing that you were mentioning at the beginning of the call is, you know, she's great at what she does. I'm great at what I do. Our admins are great at what they do. Our marketing team's great at what they do. And we all kind of stay within our lanes a little bit because we know what we're strong in. And, you know, depending on the client's needs and the client's questions that they may have or concerns they may have, we're going to make sure they get to the right team member that's going to be able to help them.
Right. And I think that's, especially in husband and wife teams, I think that's so important. You know, I always say this and people kind of look at me sometimes and, you know, I work with a lot of very successful, husband and wife teams. And then there's also ones that, oh boy, it's like a cat and dog fight every time you walk in there. And I always said, like, my wife, I love her to death, but we would never be able to work together because we both have the best ideas out there, and it would just constantly. So I think that's great that you guys understand each other's strengths and are able to complement each other on that. And I think that really just makes you guys a very powerful team together.
Yeah, I think that makes you more effective as a business if you can do that, not only husband and wife with the leadership of the business, but also your employees. You know, recognize their strengths. Yeah. Put them in a position where they can be successful. Don't ask someone who's a back admin type personality to go out and do outside sales. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And so I think that's one of the biggest things is making sure you put the right people in the right places.
Yeah, I'm actually finding that even with family members, like, you know, kids that are coming into the business. I got one guy's got a very large collision shop, and yeah, two sons are in the business, and the one wants to be the guy in charge, but he's kind of out there. He's too flighty, but he loves people. And, you know, I keep trying to tell my client, I'm like, he could be like your head of sales and marketing. He'd be perfect for that. The other son is very quiet, but he's got a good numbers mind, and operationally he's solid. And so trying to get that whole dynamic working can be pretty interesting. So,
mm-hmm.
So, but time. Hey, I know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying it takes time.
No, definitely. There's no doubt about it. Well, you know, family businesses, they've got their own little dynamic there. So, but anyway, I know we're getting close on time. So, so I'm a business owner. I've been listening to this podcast and I think, hey, you know, I really like what, Duane and Stephanie are saying. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, it's real simple. Just go out to our website, which is www.myone, so the number one, hire.com. So my, the number one, hire.com. Of course, they could Google humans with an S, being resources, and, you know, get easy access to our website. But like Dwayne said, we're very transparent. All of our information is out there. Pricing's out there as well. So they'll see everything they need. But if they have additional questions, definitely reach out. Just contact us through our website. And that's the easiest way to get in touch.
Okay. That sounds great.
Or they can
great.
Ask you.
Yeah, well, you they can always come to me.
Loop them in. Yep.
There you go.
Wow, that's true. You can always come to me and I will get them in charge because Stephanie and Dwayne are part of my team here. So, you know, and, you know, we look to, you know, anytime I've got business owners that might be looking, they're my go-to people on for getting new candidates. So, Eric, my man, do you have anything you want to ask Stephanie and Dwayne?
Matt, I don't. I mean, you guys it was a fantastic conversation. I love Dwayne and Stephanie. I love your heart. I mean, your heart is in this. Your passion, obviously, is for people, but not only that, for the businesses that need those people. So I so much appreciate being a part of this podcast. Matt lets me in here every once in a while, and we have such a good time.
That's
great. And it helps when we have, you know, when he brings on great guests. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, and always, as always, the last thank you goes to you, the listening audience. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. So if you've not subscribed to our podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below, and that way when I come out with a new podcast, it'll show up on your listening device. And this makes it easier for you to share your these podcasts with your friends and family. So, hey, thanks again so much for listening. And for me, Eric, and everyone at High Lift Financial, make it your best day every day, and we will see you again next time. So take care and God bless. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of High Lift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA, High Lift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.